Now, in order to understand this, I'll give you a little example. People go to court cases, and then people that bear as witnesses, they go up on the stand, and there's a reason why that's called a stand. You have to make a stance up there, and you have to tell the jury and the people listening and the judge about the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God. They make you promise on top of the Bible by putting your hand on top of it, and you have to repeat after them that I'll tell the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Pasadi, at that point you're a witness. Not just any witness, a witness that's standing for the truth. Satyavaste Kadeya, Simon. Galavani. And Indiana Rich, Pratan Boli Rich, they used to say that if they're going to bear the witness, then they have shahad in the internet. That I'm going to give a shahad. If they're going to bear as a witness, as a sakhi, or as a galav, or as a witness. Now, try to understand this now. The second definition that they give within the Sikh encyclopedia / dictionary is that tarmiyodhivich jeevan arthdena. Tarmiyodhivich jeevan arthdena. That means that within a war where one side the truth stands and one side the falsehood stands, that taking the stance on the true side and willing to give your life over. And that person who stands in that courtroom, who makes a stand, is bearing witness to the truth. And he's willing to give his life and proclaim out the truth to everybody in the jury and let everybody know what the truth is. Now a shaheed is that witness who stands tall for the truth, that he's willing to give his life up. So much so that he's already given it up through his mind, body and soul, and he's given it up. There are some people, and Das ne Sri Guru Mukh Prakash te vich padhya si, Baba Brahmacharya Singh Pindral ne ek vari after jadon Gurdwara Pindri banaya si, right after Baba Sundar Singh ji did vyakhya of kai prakar de vi shaheed hunde. There's a lot of different types of shaheed. So in that nirna, the first type he said nishtam shaheed. The people that have given their mind, body and soul over. There are people that are walking on this earth today. If they get the opportunity, if they get the chance, they are going to moka mile. Or they jeevan arth denge. Kyunke pehla man bhi Paramatma de hi dita. They've already given their mind over to Paramatma. And body over to Paramatma. But if Maharaj ji moka de de, if Maharaj ji gives them an opportunity, they're willing to give their body over. And then to the world, they parve to Odinna that this person is a shaheed. But only nishkam shaheed hunde hai. Tarmiyodh vich, jere lagde hunde hai, but kai hor vi shaheed hunde hai. Eh jere shaheed hunde hai, nishkam shaheed, that have given their mind, body and soul over to Paramatma, to give it their mind, body and soul over to the truth, which is all Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Duniya mithya, this world is imaginary. But when you stand for the truth, Kabir, Kasoti, Ram ki, Chutha teke na koi. When the test of God comes before you, that's when you know who the truth is. Who's standing on the side of the truth. That's when you see the false move away. Chutha teke na koi. Ram Kasoti so sahai, jo mar jiva hoi. Those people can only tolerate this test that already died for the world and are living for their guru. Because now, in English you call that an oxymoron, that you have two opposites, mar, jiva, jivada, placed together. But you have to just open it up and translate it up so you can get an understanding what mar, meaning death, That person has died for the world. He's not living for the world. Yes, his body is working. But haath paav kar kaam sab chintan niranjan naal. Paramatma vaste jeevande hai. They live with Paramatma's jyot. Always focusing on Maharaj's jyot within them. And that's how these shaheeds would go on to battle on the battlefield, and they don't feel that pain. If there's a saw piercing through the head of a person and being cut into half, and this person seeing all the blood from his head come and cover his eyes and then staying over his body, he doesn't look upon it, and doesn't, you see no gesture of pain on his face. A little sahabjade after Mata Gujar Kaur explains to him about their forefathers, about their Sikh history, and then they, as two shining stars, go in Fatehgarh Sahib, and then a wall is bricked against their bodies, and they have no gesture or sign of pain. How come? Because they've left their attachment. They've left their bodily attachment and their attachment for the world behind. And they're focusing on something that's much more anandayak or blissful that's sitting inside of them already. Khasadi, in Chamkaur di Gadi, that unsolidified fort of Chamkaur, Maharaji steps in to the entrance after two brothers. One brother says he offers it to Guru Sahib, and the other brother, disgruntled and upset, goes and informs the army that this is where Guru Sahib is. And this army, which Bhai Sahib ne tunu sunaya si, Dehen Lakh, Maharaji Zafarnama mein vich likhde hai, Dehen Das Lakh Lakh, 10 Das Lakh 100,000. 10 times 100,000, 1 million. 1 million Fauj, which is the Mughal Sana coming with the hill chiefs, that by morning they're going to be encircling this one Gadi, which fort that stands at Chamkaur, a village named Chamkaur, and a swarming army which looks like a sea that you cannot see any end to will be standing there fighting against 46 that haven't probably eaten a meal over the previous months, a proper meal over the previous months. Gursikhs have already fallen to the ground and become shaheed as Sarsa by Ode Singh, by Jeevan Singh, to make sure that Baba Ajit Singh would be by the side of Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah, because Maharaji had said at the time in 1699, Moh Graham mein tan te man te sir lo tan hai sab inhi ko. What's sab inhi ko? For this Khalsa Panth, I'm giving everything over. I'm giving all of this that's by my side. The ones that you call my Dindi Puttas, the people that you say that is my bloodline, I'm giving it over to this Khalsa Panth. And I'm not going to hold them close and say that, look, first I'll sacrifice the Khalsa and then I'll send my sons in. No, these Sahibjadi will call themselves and ask me themselves to go on the battlefield, the Ramtattah, and to go and juj ke shaheed hon vaste. And they did. And they didn't flinch. And the only time they looked back at their father, as Baba Ajit Singh did, would be when bullets are grazed into their bodies and blood is soaked their clothes, and they're asking for permission to leave the world. This is the life of the Sahibjadi. And while Maharaji was leaving Anandpur Sahib to make his way towards Chamkaur Sahib, Khalsadi had said to the Khalsa Panth, Sat din hor pik jao. 7 more days. While the people that were kacche, that weren't solidified in their Sikhi, that had already written down that Guru Sahib, you're not our Guru and we're not your Gursikh. And because of the political vastayanity, they didn't have that spiritual state, they left. But later on, they had Amrit in their veins and they would come back. And in the next couple of weeks, you'll be remembering them too. At the Muksar Jam, at the Battle of Muksar. But the ones that stuck by, minus 7 more days, but they didn't stay for 7 more days. Even Mata Gujar Kaur came to Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah and said that, look, We have to go. We have an opportunity. They've given us opportunity to leave. Maharaj said to them, "Theek hai. If you want to go, we will go. But I had said for 7 more days and then I would give you the world, Raj. I'll give you Raj, our kingdom of this world." But this was all the will of God. So they left. And as they made their way across Sarsa, and you know about Sarsa, Prabhupada Kishora, where on one side, the Chote Sahibjad with Mata Gujar Kaur, by Mani Singh with Guru Ki Mehal, Mata Sahib Kaur and Mata Sundar Kaur would go to one side, and then Guru Sahib, accompanied by those 40 verses, would now come into Chamkaur Di Gadi. And Maharaji, when he comes into Chamkaur Di Gadi, this one Kavi said about the first moments when Guru Gobind Singh Sachai Pasha stepped into Chamkaur Di Gadi. And he said that as Maharaj stepped into Chamkaur Di Gadi, Maharaj walked along the walls of that Kachi Gadi. And as he walked, it was as if he was having a conversation with that wall. And what does he say? The Kavi says this, and he tries to translate those words out into a poem. Jis khitte mein hum kehte the aana, ye bogi hai, question mark at the end, the place that I said I was going to come, because Maharaj had said that I would give everything over, and it would be sacrificed for this panth. Panth basse mein ujjana, man chao kanera, Maharaj had made this ardaas, where? At Gurdwara Sis Ganj, not the one in Delhi, at the one right beside our takht at Anandpur Sahib, Sri Kesgarh Sahib, where Gurdwara Sis Ganj, where the saskar of the seas of the head of Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji had been done. Maharaj had said that at Pantula said that this Khalsa Panth, Ya Kalpur Khati Pahoja, that it stays on this world. Whether it goes to different lands, it still stays intact. This Khalsa Bana stays intact. This Khalsa Maryada stays intact. But whatever they say is by my side, my bloodline, whatever it is, let it go. I'm only going to let it go, but Akal Purkhavi Dasa, that this panth always flourish, and they always increase, and they always keep growing, and they remember their task. Now Maharaj comes into this killa, and he says, Jis khitte mein hum kehte the aana ye bohi hai, is this the place? Is this the place where I said I would give everything up? Is this that Astana? The next line he says, Jis jaape bacha ko pitana ye wohi hai, the place where I'm going to watch my Chote Sahib, maaf karna, my Bade Sahib jade, go, because the Chote Sahib jade are already separated from Guru Gobind Singh Sachai Patshah. So now the older Sahib jade, is this the place where I'm going to watch as they go on the battlefield and they sacrifice themselves for standing for the truth and live up to the true name of a Shaheed, Nishkam Shaheed? Khalsa Ji, Maharaj takes a kitar, which is a rectangular, triangular weapon that you can't keep in your gambhir kasa, and you only hit an enemy when he's at close proximity. He pulls it out, places it into the Kachi Gadi, draws up a block of dirt, and through that dirt, he crushes it. And as the dirt leaves his hand, he says that the wall is speaking to me. Mati, mati meaning mitti. This dirt has left my hand. Mati keh deti hai, tikana ye wohi hai. That the dirt has spoken that this is the place. This is the place that you, everything that's going to be by your side, the one that you said your bloodline is going to leave your side. The morning would come, an army swarming like a sea has come across this small little fort located on a small hill in Chamkaur Sahib. There, army has started waging attack. Doors are opening for the killa. five Gaur Sikhs are coming out. And then Baba Ajit Singh turns to Guru Gobind Singh Sachya Pasha and he asks for permission. Maharaj granting that permission. And as Maharaj onlooks the same battle that's taking place, Baba Ajit Singh would go out. And back then, Khalsaji, it wouldn't be just one weapon by that Gaur Sikh side. There's countless weapons that are bearing so much weight. He rides out on a horse. And as he rides out with five Gaur Sikhs by his side, Khalsaji, there's arrows showering. And every arrow that Baba Ajit Singh lets go, it goes through the enemy. And it hits only the ground. It goes through the enemy, piercing through the enemy. And it would pierce all the way through the enemy, holding so much might and force that would be left out of the hands of Baba Ajit Singh, and it would pierce through the enemy and only land on the ground. Baba Ajit Singh would be on this battlefield, going out, slaying down, as if a crocodile is making a splash in water. He is making a splash on the battlefield, where only now the brave are moving forward to attack Baba Ajit Singh. The cowards that know that, look, he's bringing down so many lives that we have no chance. They're running back. And the only people that have some battle prowess, that have some energy within them, that want to take this Gaur Sikh down, they're moving forward. So you're having the elite coming forward. But vichinte nirbhayam. Bichinte nirpaya satrasana. That these kind of Gaur Sikhs, jive sanskriti de sloka ne vich likhya, darde nahi. Even if they're coming across their enemies, because they already took control of those enemies that are sitting within all of us right now, which we call kaam krodh lobh moh ahankar. Unne nu bas kar liya, what is this world? This world is nothing for them when it comes across them in form of battle. Because the world hasn't conquered those five vikars. And when the world hasn't created that harmony within themselves because they haven't taken control of those evils that have taken control of this world, what happens? That world starts following those evils. And when those evils come out, it's the stance of the truth. The people that stand for the truth, they have to stand up and make a stand against them. And that's why you have a battle against good and evil. There's Gaur Sikhs fighting for the love of their guru on one side. And there's an army fighting for money that the government, the cruel government, the Jalim government are paying to them. That war is taking place. Baba Ajit Singh now has emptied his arrows and he has turned to his spear, and as the spear comes forward, there's a battle formation called a chakravyuh that has formed around Baba Ajit Singh. A chakravyuh is an encirclement that once you break in, you can't come out. And the whole point is to make an encirclement so you isolate one soldier and you break him off apart from the other Gaur Sikhs. So what happened? Baba Ajit Singh is now alone. The other five Gaur Sikhs are been separated and they're trying to break through this chakravyuh. Khalsaji, this war is being taken place and the chakravyuh opened. What did it open to? An armored man. An armored man from his head to his toe, complete heavy armor, as if he's coming forward, now challenging Baba Ajit Singh. Baba Ajit Singh didn't stay in one place. He quickly grabbed his spear, ran forward. He pierced through that armor, complete armor. So that person said to himself, he had the confidence within him that he had this armor upon his body, that there was no way that the enemy can slay him down. But with the force that Baba Ajit Singh let out, he cut through, right through the armor. But when he went to pull it out, the spear broke. And Kavi Santokh Singh says, when the spear fell to the ground, it looked as if it was a snake that had been biting so many people, but now is lying on the ground. Baba Ajit Singh moved forward, now pulling out his kirpan. And taking his kirpan, fighting on the battlefield, and fighting relentlessly, and over, slaying thousands, and then climbing over those thousands on the battlefield. What happens? At one point, Khalsaji, at one point, stop. What did he do? He looked at his body. He looked at his body. And he saw that it was as if a painter had come and painted his whole body red. Because that's how much blood had come out from his body, from all the wounds that are happening, whether bullets were hitting him, whether arrows were hitting him. Blood was drenched all over his body. And Baba Adin Singh, you know what he did? He looked upon it. He looked upon it and then he looked up. And he smiled. He smiled. Because he had seen Baba Ude Singh. Sin ke nu hukum hoya, go to the side of Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pacha at Salsa Nadi. He didn't want to leave Salsa Nadi. But he knew that Guru Maharaj is a hukum singh. And he saw with his eyes when he looked back as Baba Ude Singh fell on the ground. He fell and became Shaheed. And by Jeevan Singh, who's by Jaitadi, who had brought the head of Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib to Anandpur Sahib, he also fell as Salsa Nadi. Baba Ajit Singh ko nahi tamanna si, Shaheedi prapt kar jaana. That I go with my brothers and fall to this ground and meet this dirt and see, sink in this dirt that I've lived my life from beginning to end. Beginning to end in Sikhi. Baba Ajit Singh's birth happened at the same time that Guru Maharaj had said, Pai Jeet Meri, Kripa Kaal Meri, when Maharaj had won his first battle at Pangoni. That's when Baba Ajit Singh was born. And then Maharaj, in happiness, he said that I'm going to give him a name that he will never be conquered. Never be conquered by any doubt. Never be conquered by any fear. He will not be conquered. He will never be converted. He'll stand strong in his siddhik. Siddhik means to stand strong. Sabar siddhik shaheed. Sabar siddhik shaheed. Param pao khona. Param doubt. Pao fear. Khona. They distinguish it. They extinguish it. Mahaprabhu, extinguish it. They move it away. And what do they keep by them inside? They keep santokh, contentment. And they keep a stance, siddhik, to stand for what? For the truth. Shahadat Pawne. And when Baba Ajit Singh came to his final time, and his kirpan has now broken, what does he have by his side? He has one weapon. And he sees that one of the generals is close. And he's sitting on top of an elephant, watching and commanding his troops to go out. And they've been screaming out, why are you running backwards? Move forward, slay him now. You got an opportunity. He saw now, and fear had stricken his body, that Baba Ajit Singh is moving very close to me. One of the generals. There's lots of generals that day. It's a huge army. One of the generals is sitting on top of an elephant. Baba Ajit Singh says, now that the guy is the only weapon by his side, a triangular weapon, by his side, that you need to have close proximity to slay your enemy. He says, then why will I let one weapon not see the scene of battle and not be used in battle? Anyway, disrespect me, Garni. That I'm not going to disrespect this weapon, I'm going to use it too. Otherwise, it's just an ornament by my side, so he took that weapon. He took that weapon, and when it's calling on the battlefield, he ran to the elephant, grabbed the reins on the side of the elephant, pulled himself up. The general now sprawls and falls to the ground, on top of the elephant, on which he was sitting. Sukhasati, when Baba Ajit Singh steps towards him, he places the hridaya through the neck, turns it and pulls it back, and he jumps off that elephant, that general is slain. And now Baba Ajit Singh looks towards Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha, as the army now collects before him with rifles aimed at the chest of Baba Ajit Singh. They aim at Baba Ajit amazing. What does he do? He looks at his father because he knows that now his end is near. And he looks and he folds his hand. And what does he say? Those simple words that hold so much meaning. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Bullets graze his body. He falls to the ground. But the Mughal army at that time couldn't find Baba Ajit Singh's body. Imagine if Gautam Kumar died. Imagine such a scenario and anything other body that Baba Ajit Singh's body, so it wouldn't be disrespected or dismembered. Because a lot of these people, what they would do is say they have the Guru Sahib Jada, they would cut off the head and they would take it on a spear to show people. But this never happened. Because when he fell onto the ground, they couldn't find his body. But he lay on the ground there. When Maharaji turned to his younger Sahib Jada, he gives him his last training with his weapons, that this is how you fight with these weapons. He was very young at that time. He had gone some battle training from Bhai Jata and Bhai Jeevan Singh at Anandpur Sahib. But now he's coming and asking for permission to go on the battlefield. Maharaji said that I agree to this day. Look, Baba Jujaj Singh, you're the last one. You're the last one by my side. The other three have gone. The other three have gone and you're the last one by my side. And I dream that you would come up to me. And that you would go in the midst of this battle. And then you would fall after slaying so many enemies. So what I want you to do is when that door opens, you ride down. And as you ride down, I'll open the way for you. In which way will I open it? Maharaji would shower down arrows. Arrows down. So he'd slay an opening as Baba Jujaj Singh was going onto the battlefield. What is he watching? That any Mughal soldier that is coming towards him, there's an arrow that hits him and he falls. And another arrow would hit another Mughal soldier and they would fall. And the battlefield would open up and Baba Jujaj Singh would go into the midst of the battle. The midst. Not just the front end. He'd go into the midst and then he would meet the same thing as his older brother and he would fall to the ground. Khalsaji, for the people that have that spiritual state, they would say that Baba Ajit Singh's Ruh, his spirit at that time stood and wouldn't go into the doors of Sachkhand. Wouldn't go into the doors of Sachkhand. Why? Until he waited for his own younger brother to come. And his younger brother, when he met his Shahidi, they would both go together into Sachkhand. Now time has come. Shahidi Pai Dende, and there's only a few handful of verses left in Chamkaur Di Gadi. And the few that are there are by Sangat Singh, by Sant Singh, by Maan Singh, by Tarun Singh, and by Daya Singh. And these five verses have now turned to Guru Maharaj, and I'm telling you in summary, because this katha could be told over 10 days. And they fold their hands and they tell Guru Gobind Singh Sachcha Pasha, Maharaji, no, you have to leave. Maharaji says, I'm not leaving. Then they say, Sachcha Pasha, that you bestowed this power to us, that this power you granted to us, that if we collect in five, we can order you. And they give a hokum. At Guru Maharaji, you have to leave. It's from you. You're the fountain where this khalsa arises. You're the fountain where this khalsa arises, you have to leave. Then Guru Maharaj says, then I'll leave on certain conditions that I go and I let this army know that I'm leaving. And a couple of kilometers outside of Chamkaur Di Gadi, you'll find Gurdwara Tari Sahib. How can you remember these names? And when you go to Chamkaur Sahib, visit these Gurdwaras. You can see Chamkaur Sahib from Gurdwara Tari Sahib. And Gurdwara Tari Sahib, Maharaj would clap to let a sleeping army wait and let them know that the fort's malik or the fort's master is now leaving. If you want, you can catch me now. Khalsaji, that would be done. And when Maharaj would clap, the clapping echoed in four directions. An army would wait, but confused because they just woke him. many know who is who in the night, the dark of night, as they were waking. They start fighting amongst each other. Because Jan Pashan, you see, when there's an army that's a huge army, counting up to a million, they don't know amongst each other who's who. They started fighting. Well, the last shaheeds that would become in the Gadi would be Pai Sangat Singh and Pai Sant Singh. And Khalsa Ji, when they become all shaheed, the soldiers now of the Mughal Sena are going village to village, letting everybody know that if anybody makes an effort to build a funeral pyre or touch any of the bodies of the Gur Sikhs that have fallen on the ground at Jampur, that their head will be cut off. Khalsa Ji, in the middle of night, there's one person holding a lamp and a blanket covering their face that comes, holding the lamp. And what will you see this image doing? In the dark of night, there's bodies, countless bodies, lying in every direction. And she's looking within these bodies to recognize her brothers. It's a Sindhi named Bibi Sharnpur. Bibi Sharnpur is looking for her brothers. And what is she looking for? She's looking for those characteristics that Guru Maharaj ne aap kiya. Nishane sikhi ee panch har ast kha. Hargis na ee bajan. Hargis na bajan ee panch mua. Kada kardo bach kambi dila. Dila kes kheech ast jumle nishan. Our panch prakars. These panch prakars is what she's looking for to differentiate amongst the people are lying on that battlefield. Khalsa Ji, she finds them. She finds bodies and then she would take them to this one area where she had already collected wood and she's been keeping a certain amount of tail, oil, which she's going to pour onto that wood. And that lantern serves her the purpose of giving her light, but it's also going to light that fire, that funeral fire. She's looking. And she finds, and tears well up in her eyes, and she convinces herself that it's not a time to cry. Keep those tears inside, because there's a duty that has been given to you, and that you have to carry out. She takes those bodies, carrying them on her shoulder. She is huffing and puffing because her breath goes, as it requires a lot of energy. She finds whatever body she can. And she sees that Amrit Mela ho gaya. At Amrit Mela, she sees that now she's in the last hour before the day comes. The day is going to come. And if the day comes, she'll be recognized. And this all will not be completed. Completed. I think aaj sampurna nahi hoga. Je din chad gaya. So Khalsa Ji, she sees that time is coming now. She collects those bodies, and as those bodies have been collected, she collects the wood, takes the wood, puts it around the body, pours the oil, and takes the lantern fire, and she lights that funeral pyre. And as that funeral pyre is lit, she sits there, and those tears glisten as they look upon that fire, and she reads out the seventh body learned in Kirtan Swala. As she's reading, that fire and the crackles coming from the fire and the light that has ignited within that fire, Khalsa Ji, a Mughal army soldier, a couple of soldiers are drawn to that fire and they come there. They see the fire and they see a shadow sitting near the fire. And when they go near the shadow, their voices echo out, "Who are you? And what are you doing? Haven't you heard that message that we've been relaying around the villages?" She stays quiet. And when they ask over and over again, she responds with the final lines of Kirtan. ਤਿੰਨ ਸਵਾਲਾਂ ਅੰਤਰ ਜਾਮੀ ਪੁਰਖ ਮਦਾਤੇ ਸਦਾ ਮਨ ਕੀ ਪੂਰੇ ਨਾਨਕ ਦਾਸ ਕਹਿ ਸੁਖ ਮਾਂਗੇ ਮੁਖੋ ਕਰ ਸੰਤਨ ਕੀ ਤੁਰੇ ਸੀ ਸੈਜ਼ ਦੀਸ ਫਾਈਨਲ ਲਾਈਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਸ਼ੀ ਸਟੈਂਡਸ ਅਪ ਐਜ਼ ਸ਼ੀ ਸਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਅਪ ਦੀ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਹਰ ਫਾਦਰ ਬਾਈ ਹਰ ਸਾਈਡ ਐਂਡ ਵਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਮੁਗਲ ਸੋਲਜਰਸ ਟੇਕਸ ਹਿਸ ਗਨ ਐਂਡ ਫਾਇਰਸ ਅ ਬੁਲਟ ਐਟ ਹਿਮ ਅਨਦਰ ਵਨ ਵੁੱਡ ਕਮ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਕਮ ਕਲੋਸ ਸ਼ੀ ਟੇਕ ਆਊਟ Kirpan and slay that person. Slaying that person, another would attack at her while still alive. Bibi Shankar would be grabbed by a number of soldiers and thrown into the same fire, alive, but wounded, but alive. She'd be thrown into that fire. Khalsa Ji, if you've seen a fire, if anybody's been lit by a fire, that fire, as it rips and burns through your flesh and works through the fascia or the muscle fascia sitting underneath that skin, it hurts. Khalsa Ji, Baba Sundar Singh Ji Pindran, when he was doing the Nirna of a Shaheed, he said, that they come across Tarimyo and they give their lives, but on the day to preet ni hundi. And okay, when they're dying, they cry out, cheek shut them there. Because they haven't left their attachment for their body. Bhagat Preet Ji bhi kehnde hai that they feel pain in what manner? Hadda pukar kaaye. That they feel pain as if their bones are cracking. That's how much pain they feel while dying. But they died for a righteous purpose, or they come across and stood for the truth, bina vichar. They unne koi vichar nahi paida kiti si, they died. And some people do die innocent. And they died for the right side, being on the right side. But they haven't left their bodily attachment. But then there is the sheep, jinnene bhakti ne vich vasa paya. The people have done bhakti, and naam nu hriday vasaya. Khalsa Ji, Bibi Shankar was that time. And when she was thrown in the fire, the people that write this in the ashes, you'll never find that she cried out in that fire while she was alive. It's written that she was wounded and she fell into that fire, but she never cried out. Shant. She was at peace in that fire. And she passed away on the same day those shaheeds had fallen on the ground in these days. She met that sister when it met her brothers in that funeral fire. She became Shaheed and she got that Vasa in Sachkhand. Ek Ishkam Shaheed in there. And now if you go to Gurdwara Qatalgarh and Uthyas Paro, if you read that board, you'll find in the last couple of lines, what does it say? Now when Guru Gobind Singh Sahib Ji was leaving Chamkaur Di Gadi, he met a 16-year-old Gur Singhani. And he said, Bachi, he explained to her that yes, he explained to her what has just happened. And then he said that I give you this duty. I give you this seva. That find your brothers. And don't let them lie on the ground and their bodies be disrespected by the Mughal soldiers at the break of dawn. As Makar, at the break of day. Don't let their bodies be disrespected. So this one, Tanupyan, this one sister of this Tan would go onto the battlefield and carry out, and successfully carry out this funeral pyre, and then become Shaheed within that funeral pyre. We remember these Shaheeds on these days. Khalsa Ji, Deh Anit Na Nit Rahe ਜਸ ਨਾਮ ਚੜੇ ਭਵ ਸਾਗਰ ਕਾਲੇ ਖਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਾਂ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਅਵਰ ਵਾਸਨਾ ਨਾਹੀ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਧਰਮ ਯੁੱਧ ਕੇ ਚਾਹੇ ਦੇ ਦਿਸ ਦੇਹ ਹੈ ਨਿਤ ਇਹ ਬਾਰੀ ਦਿਸ ਬਾਰੀ ਇਸ ਨਿਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਰਹਿਣੀ ਇਟਸ ਟੈਂਪਰਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਗੈਟ ਅ ਓਪਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ ਐਂਡ ਮਾਂ ਜੀ ਗਿਵਸ ਯੂ ਦਿਸ ਓਪਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ ਇਟਸ ਅ ਗਿਫਟ to give your life for standing for the truth. And these Sahaja, they did. And they had already crossed this world ocean because Maharaji the just. Tayante Gopal Kirtane. Then they attacked Kamkro Lopongar with Maharaji's praises. Keep Maharaji's praises within your head. Fight these five, because if Maharaji gives you a calling onto this battlefield one day to stand for the truth, don't hesitate. The Sahaja didn't hesitate that day. If I made any mistakes while talking, please forgive me. Donne hath jorke pati di sanjpaya kujiwa hai kujika kasa wa hai kujika.